The girls are taking on different dance styles, learning about injury prevention, and sadly dealing with the loss of one training camp member. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I love these songs that they use.
Every single show, there's somebody new. Megan Trainor?
Slumping.
New fan.
What's up, guys? Welcome. We're recapping season 13, episode 7, Big Time Dance. Should we just keep dancing?
Absolutely. Why not? Let's just keep the fun going.
No question. Stefan's like, yeah, let's keep it going. Anyways, season 13, episode 7, Big Time Dance. A lot's going on in this episode. The girls are taking on different dance styles and being tested on that. They're learning about injury prevention. We've got a lot of guests in and out of the studio. And we've got some cool segments lined up, a little bit more of cheer history. Woo-hoo! And some exciting news coming up later. So today, we're missing Imani, sadly. Aww. Missed you, girl. We're missing our third team member. But I'm your host, Julana Dizon. And to my left...
Hey, y'all. What's up? It's your girl, Stefan. Great to be back.
Stefan, what did you think about this whole episode?
You know, I keep learning more and more things about dance. I don't come from the dance world. I just have admired dancers for so long. So when I watch episodes like this, I just get excited. But now in this episode, I learned the difference between like pom-pom dance or just pom jazz, modern. There's just so much going on and dance is just so powerful. And there are so many elements. So,
I was just fascinated by the dance.
Yeah.
I was really excited too about all the different styles because it really gives the girls that might not be so good in one style a chance to shine and be the star in a different style. So, we're just going to get right into it. Our first topic is dance styles.
That's right.
And we have Travis Wall come in, choreographer. First of all, super cute.
Yeah.
I thought.
Well, listen, you're probably not the only one because the way they welcomed him into the studio, like they jumped up with glee and joy. They were so happy to see him.
Well, and they're probably so excited to train with him because he's such a well-known choreographer.
Right.
So if you're a dancer to be taking class with a choreographer that you really admire is such a treat.
Such an honor, right?
And you could tell, yeah, a lot of the girls were super excited about that. So he did a contemporary piece, which is very emotional.
Yes. Like you said, it's like telling a story with your body, with your feel. And these ladies, like, I really got into it. Mm-hmm. They did the dance in King City, one of my favorite little songs. And it was so powerful, but so unique, the way that he taught.
Yeah, and it was nice to see because contemporary dance has a lot more like flowy movements, whereas pom is very like bam, 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 and sharp and, you know, sexy. And with this, they got to, you know, show their emotions and kind of like flow a little bit more and a lot more flexibility and like really cool moves.
Right.
Where they're doing like backwards, like back bends with their legs in the air. And
see, Julana knows all of the terminology.
I mean, that's the right terminology, I'm sure. No, I'm just describing it as, you know, a normal person.
But, you know, they're so fluid, yet so powerful. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was so much control and balance that these ladies had to put into those moves. Like when they would kick up, it wasn't just a kick, like like what you were saying. It was a kick and hold and then gracefully bring it down. That takes a lot of strength.
Gracefully, that's the important word.
Yeah. Right.
I was excited for Victoria because I think he mentioned that she was like his favorite.
Why has Victoria like stolen of our hearts? Why do we just love Victoria?
I have a lot of plans to talk about Victoria for the whole show tonight because she came up
Victoria.
A lot.
Victoria.
Yeah, but anyways, you know, bottom line is she's doing great.
She's doing great. She's such a charmer and she's doing a great job.
Yeah. And she's just always smiling, which I love. So I'm glad that he picked her out as one of his favorites because I think that they were really taking into account these guest choreographers' opinions on the girls. So the other choreographer they had was Denise. Mm-hmm. And that was cool because she came in at the very end of the episode and she did a more jazz pom style. So
yeah, it was definitely funky.
Funky.
And different. And I don't know if you picked up, but I felt like some of the girls were not excited to learn her style. I think they were like,
Fake
smiles, everybody.
They were all really excited to see Travis and do his choreography, but I kind of picked up on that too. But I think probably because I don't know, maybe they don't like, they're not so well-versed in jazz. Sure.
That could totally be it. They're not confident. They don't really like her style. Or maybe they're just not as good at performing her style mm-hmm. as they would be with the other choreographer.
Yeah. But I liked that they did their choreography mm-hmm. and then they performed their, like a palm routine, like yes. a DCC palm routine. For the, we'll just call them guest judges, because they kind of were. Right. I mean, at the end, they were giving their opinions.
And you heard, what is the choreographer's name? Travis?
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard Travis. He was like, I can help you decide who to cut. And I was like, oh, everybody watch out for Travis, because he's dangerous.
I think it's good, though, because, you know, Judy and Kelly, they have so many girls. I mean, they've obviously been having a hard time making decisions.
Yeah.
So it's like, they need this. They need to pull in some outside opinions to help them, because maybe it's just too hard for them.
Well, something that's not very hard, Miss Giulano.
Oh, tell me.
Let me tell you. Let me break it down for you right now. Being an AfterBuzz fan, right? AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows from nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. That's you. So we need your help to make this all happen. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Please, please, please. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional, so you don't have to do it. And we want you to hit that subscribe button right now for this channel. Please, come on, let's please, guys, subscribe to this channel. It's a lot of fun. And check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you on air, so you'll get a live shout out. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you. And you know what? I do read the comments on all of our YouTube videos. Cool. And I try to reply. So nobody's done that yet. But I promise we will shout you out.
Yay.
If you guys let us know that
you
subscribe.
We will.
So let's see. The second part of the episode, we went from dance styles into the injury prevention class.
Yeah.
Essentially. And we saw Melissa Rycroft came back.
Yes.
Which I enjoy, because I really like her.
I do too.
She's one of my favorite DCC alum that is kind of still involved with the team.
Mm-hmm. She seems genuine, you know?
Yeah. She seems likeable. Really fun. She seems like a fun person to have as a friend.
Good point. I agree.
And she always has these little comments throughout the episode where you can tell that she just keeps it real. I forgot what it was. The very first episode, it was that I like the bad one.
I like you.
That was love my that. Favorite line. And she said something in this episode too. I forgot what it was. I should have written it down.
She's like, my butt is going to hurt after this.
Maybe it was that.
Oh my God. She had planned the whole thing with the woman from LA who came in to help. So.
Right. So that was cool. So this girl's name was Katie, and she came in and did basically kind of like a workout class, but it was for injury prevention. Mm. They did a lot of things that I've done. Have you ever done any of those exercises that they were doing?
So what's funny to me when I watch that, I don't have a lot of the flexibility that dancers such as yourself, Imani, and other women have, but I work out hard, I run, and I do a lot of bar classes.
Okay.
So bar if is anyone's hard. Familiar with bar, we definitely use, and we do, I do a best butt ever class.
I need so to take that class.
Girl, let me tell you, you will thank me later.
Okay.
But they put the little straps that we saw on, I don't know, what are they called? The resistance bands. And I love it. I'll be in the class moving those knees in and out, doing my twerking.
I could totally see you doing that.
But to see these women struggle, gave me some validation. Because I was like, I love doing that. And she is about to have a breakdown. So yes, I have done some of those moves.
So you think that you could take on Melissa Rycroft
in
this type of workout?
Any day. Challenge. Absolutely. Yeah. Challenge. But ask me to do those jump splits and I'll be like,
I gotta go. Bye.
I gotta go. End of the competition. You won.
Yeah, that's funny. I've actually done those resistance bands too, where you squat and you do one leg in and out and the other leg in.
What'd you think?
The first couple times, now I've been doing it, so I'm used to it. It still burns a lot, but the first couple times you do it, killer. If you've never done those before, you should just try it. If you go to a gym and you've never done that exercise, just get a little resistance band, put it around your knees, and just do it. 20 seconds each leg.
They look so funny and so simple.
It is simple.
It's so simple and, so difficult.
That's the thing. It's so simple, but it targets that butt muscle so specifically. Yeah. And it just burns so bad. It burns. Literally 20 seconds.
It burns so bad, it feels good.
Yeah, no, I like... I might go take that better butt class, though. I'm
telling you.
Bar is really hard.
It is. Bar is very hard.
The one thing that I liked about the fact that they are doing these things, though, with the girls, like, I like in the episodes where, you know, they had the nutritionist one time and another time where they went to the gym. But it's so important to focus on health and safety for the girls. Like, I know, obviously, it's exciting and it's an entertainment thing. Everyone just wants to see them dance and use pom-poms and be really, like, showy and flashy. But behind the scenes, it's so important for them and for anybody in dance or entertainment to, like, really be taking care of their bodies and stretching and doing all these little things that we don't always see.
And Melissa really brought up a good point. I mean, by talking about her experience with dance, she talked about dancing with cracked ribs, with a torn meniscus, and I mean, just so many issues with tendons, ligaments, everything that's so important to a dancer. So you're right, by bringing in experts to help them be better dancers, to have better careers, longer careers, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's so important. It's such a great asset for them.
Yeah.
And I've realized now, like, the older I get, I realize it's so now important to take
She's
care
like
of your
22,
body.
22 years old, okay?
No, I'm not. Older than that.
I'm like, oh, Lord, tell
but
me
you
about
know,
it.
Yeah, when you're young, especially a lot of the dancers are young, so they can just kick their leg up and then nothing hurts. Once you hit, like, 23, you try to do some splits, you're like, oh, it hurts a little bit now.
I bet. But, you know, when you were talking about total body, total health, it was more than just body in this episode. I appreciate that they brought in other conditions like depression and mental health. One of the ladies discussed it tonight.
Right.
Who was it? Was it
Hannah?
It was Hannah.
Yeah, they highlighted her a little bit.
Yeah.
My first thought about that was, wow, she's come to audition so many times. Like, why is this the first time really that we're really kind of seeing her and hearing her story? Because it looked from the pictures like she had gone to four or five DCC auditions in the past.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure she said she had been auditioning since she was 16. It was something funky like that, but she's only like 20 years old or 19. And she showed several pictures of her progression. And she really has grown because, like, in that first picture she showed, she was like looking, you know,
like a baby,
like a little baby, like a little teenager. She's definitely grown, gotten stronger. But to hear about her plight with depression and anxiety and how there were days when her parents didn't even know if she'd ever make it through.
Oh, that's so sad.
I was just like, you never know what someone's going through.
Right.
You know?
And I think that would be a good message if she were to make the team. You know, it's people like that that have been through personal experiences and have something, you know, personal experience that they've gone through and then overcome and have something that they can share and help with people. And her being in a position like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, I think would be such a great platform for her because she was like, look, I was really sad. I was depressed. And I made it through, and I'm a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. Like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
I think that's such a strong message for anybody, you know, because when you're in that, you just feel like, oh, I can't make it till the end of the day. There's nothing for me tomorrow or the next day. But she can send a message that there is.
And I love the fact that she's willing to share her story because that's a hard story to share.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people want to keep something like that private, and the fact that she's willing to take it and use it as her platform if she makes a team. Go, Hannah. Go.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for watching us on YouTube, you guys. But we're also podcasting on iTunes. All of our shows are on there. And we've got some pretty good engagement on YouTube, but we also have a big following on our iTunes. So if you guys can go there and subscribe to our iTunes channel, if you want to maybe listen to us in the car, podcasts are really fun now. Everybody's doing them. So go on there, give us five stars.
We have lots of excellent insight.
Thank you. And not just us. You can listen to any after show. So any TV show that you watch, we've got an after show podcast for it. So take some time. Just give us five stars. We would really appreciate that. Do you have any other thoughts on the whole injury and the workout portion?
You know, we'll just talking about like the choreographers who came in with Denise specifically. The part that got me when she is singling out some of the dancers saying, you were fantastic, and your eyes really popped, and your facial expressions were wonderful. But then she picks out one person and she's like, but you, man, you, your dance moves, you really need to bring some more power and you didn't really like stand out. I need to, because at first she was excited, like, oh, the dancer that she singled out, she was like, oh, she's going to call my name.
She's going to get like, a compliment.
Oh. And then she was like, oh, you can see her totally like deflated.
Oh. But you.
Right.
And like, but not you. Oh, that's sad.
I was going to say, I don't know why I'm laughing. But yeah, it was sad.
Man, you know what? I'm sad that Imani's not here with us, actually, because she really likes drama. And there was a cut this season. We're not going to get into it right now, but it's coming up soon.
It's coming up.
So,
was it a surprise? Okay, we'll get into it. Okay. Tell me later.
No. We have to go through show group auditions first. So this was exciting, actually. I thought it was really fun because they get to be on a stage, which is a whole nother thing than being on a field. And the way that somebody looks on a field versus in a rehearsal room versus on a stage can be completely different. Maybe some girls look great on the field when it's such a big venue and don't look good on stage. Other girls, vice versa. Mm-hmm. So like we mentioned before, it was just so cool that they got to do all these different styles of dance and everybody kind of had a time to shine.
Yeah, everyone's got a time to shine. Everyone's got a talent. And it seems like the girls are really getting a chance to exhibit what they've got, you know, and to sparkle. And yeah, so kudos for the ladies who made the show. Now, I am a little confused, so maybe you can help me out on this.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Are they, just because they made the show team, did they now officially make the team?
Right. Okay, that was my thought also. And I was like, is this kind of like a giveaway that maybe people aren't really, but I'm sure everybody realized it because, yeah, if you're making the show team, then you obviously, the team. I would think you would have to be on the team to be on the show team.
So there were three rookies.
I think there was more than, I counted five.
Did you count five? Okay. But so I was actually surprised to see that many of the rookie squad make this show team.
Right. I had the same feelings. I was like, what's going on
here? What's going on? So you do think they made the team?
I think those girls are going to be on the team because it just doesn't make sense. You can't be on a show team if you're not on the team.
Right.
Right?
Right. But they're still just acting like they're going to, like they're really working hard.
I don't know. I honestly, I thought they were going to hold that off until the very end of the season because in my mind I was like, okay, we'll find out who makes the team and then we'll find out who makes the show team as like an added bonus.
Absolutely.
So
my sentiments exact.
But okay, so they did like four different things. They did their signature DCC kick line, split jump, palm routine. They did the hip hop one. They did,
and they flossed in the hip hop one. Like I was really surprised. And Daphne? Is it Daphne who is the legacy?
Victoria.
No, the other one. So it's two of them, Victoria and I want to say it's
Dayton.
Dayton, thank you. I keep forgetting because of the way you and Imani say your name. Dayton. Dayton, they say, really like showed out. Uh-huh. So go Dayton. She's
making a turnaround. It's nice to see girls excel in different areas where sometimes they get lost in certain styles of dance. Like, me, I probably could not do contemporary dance very well.
Okay.
But I could do some palm dances.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I bet you could. I bet you could definitely do some palm. Would you like to show us now?
Well, we'd love because we don't have pom-poms. And you know what? We've been meaning to get, like, silver pom-poms as props for our studio.
Yes.
And we just haven't been able to do that yet. But maybe by the season finale.
You got to stay tuned. I also saw some boots the other day, but that's a whole nother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the show.
Well, Halloween's coming up. They sell DCC Halloween costumes.
Someone's excited.
Any you guys, not me, but in case any of you guys are interested, that's an option.
And Sinister Pictures.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. We'll totally showcase them. For sure.
But, okay, yeah. So they did contemporary, and then they did the trick portion. Remember when they all went across the stage and they all just kind of like freestyled?
Okay. And is that where they were talking about their spray-painted abs?
Yeah. maybe, yeah.
Oh, I don't think those girls have anything spray-painted. They have worked hard for what they've got. They are great bodies. Of course those girls have little six-packs.
That was the other quote that Melissa said that I liked. She was like,
yeah, Melissa,
I don't have anything wrong with the spray paint.
Yeah, I have that. So to clarify, it was Kelly, right? Kelly, the main director, who said some of those apps are spray painted on. And Melissa said, "Hey, I'm having a problem with that."
Yeah,
nor do I.
Was there anybody that you thought really like stood out in the show group auditions?
There are actually some girls.
It's kind of hard to tell.
But. No, no, no. but there are some women that we haven't even been introduced to yet.
Right.
Who I saw make the team. And I was like, who's that? I want to know more about her.
Like, pause.
Zoom. Right.
Who is this person?
So that just tells me there's so much left to discover with right. the women that we're going to, you know, to meet and to get to know. So to answer your question, yes. With a question mark?
Maybe.
Yeah. What about you? Did you see someone?
For me, Daphne, and she made it. So okay. I was really excited. But she's been one of my favorites since the beginning. And they never seem to have anything bad to say about her. She never gets in trouble. She's not showcased as much now as she was, like, through auditions and stuff. But I feel like she's just one of those girls that's showing up, doing a good job, yes. keeping a smile on her face.
Now that you've straightened me out, the difference between Dayton and uh-huh. Daphne, Daphne's got a great smile, a great personality, so mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, Melina, though, was having a hard time. But you know what? So it was so surprising for me. She said she resigned from her job.
So that happened last week. Yes. And we were all okay. like.
I was gone last week.
She was
week.
Gone. My bad. So that's the only thing that you need to be caught up on is the fact that she did leave her job last week. And so there's that added pressure. Kelly mm-hmm. is talking about the added pressure to make the decision to let her be a part of the team. But if she can't, you know, keep mm-hmm. it together and memorize her dance moves and routines.
I know. I'm a little worried for her because I know that they love her. Everybody loves her.
Yeah,
she's
beautiful.
Such a great smile. Yeah. Like, she's fun to watch.
Yes, when she knows what she's doing.
Right, when she right. knows what she's doing. And I think they're all very kind of like how we're feeling.
I know. It's like I love Melina. Like, I'm totally pulling for her.
Me too.
But she needs to get the routines down because mm-hmm. we're seeing it happen way too many times.
Well, now that she doesn't have a job, she could just practice it all day,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Yes. Hopefully. Maybe that was the night she actually, it was like her last day mm-hmm. on the job. Mm-hmm. Maybe from here on out, she could really dedicate herself to learning the routines.
Yeah. I'm glad though that she didn't get called in the office. Mm. I thought maybe she would. Mm. Although we had two people that did. And I think it's finally time that we breach this subject. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because we don't get cuts that often, but we got one today.
We did.
So... do you want to tackle this one? What do you
think? No, absolutely I will. We are talking about Lindsay. You know what? Lindsay got the axe tonight. I wasn't necessarily surprised. Yes, we have not seen Lindsay pulled into the office.
Like ever.
But tonight watching her, I just didn't feel like she had the star power. You know, that some of the other girls have. Mm-hmm. And so I understand Kelly's and Judy's point when they say she just didn't stand out in the 36. I get it.
It doesn't surprise me that much. Even seeing the way that she was in the office talking to them. Well, first right. of all, she was trying to plead her case, which, God bless her heart.
Yeah,
but,
who wouldn't?
I probably would too. Be like, are you sure you want to do
right.
this?
I can
like,
do better.
She tried.
I can do better.
But once they make their decision, they can't go back on it.
Right.
As coaches, you can't do that. You can't be like, tonight's your last night. No. Well, if you think you can do better, okay, we'll give you like.
No, we got to make the cut. Once they decide to bring her in and tell her that, they've right. already decided it's final.
But even when she was sitting there talking, it was very just like straightforward. There wasn't a lot of like. Emotion or personality coming
did it feel
through?
Like she was I don't want to say this is really bad but I don't want to say ditzy but just kind of like spacey a little bit like
maybe a little spacey. I wouldn't say ditzy
okay not ditzy but spacey I would say spacey you just felt like she was like I don't know what's going on and mm-hmm. I think because even when she said when they asked her do you know what you did wrong tonight she's like well so-and-so told me to correct and I overcorrected and right. Kelly said really like no honey you didn't even do any type of correction
or when the first time she went in the office and they said about extending her leg
right.
and they're like do you know what that means she was like I need to point my toe more
and that wasn't what they meant
and she was like I can stretch and you know they were like that's not really how it works
and they mentioned her facial expressions that she had won so I was
and then, well, it was funny because they mentioned her facial expression and then they showed the clip. They always do that. They show like the perfect little clip to go inside with the perfect little quote. And it was just like they said that and then you just see her in the practice like this.
Yeah, just smiling like this. Hey, hey. She's got pretty eyes. But no, when they said that, I questioned myself. Like, how many expressions Do
but
I
then
have?
You see some, oh, you personally?
Yeah, personally. I'm like, do I walk around like this? Or I'm like, so now
well, you
I'm
should watch aware that. Of it. Watch the after show.
You got to have face. Different looks to, yeah. like, turn
And if you, like, in
heads.
Practice, the girls, some of them have, I mean, for every move, they are, like, killing it. They're sexy. Yes. They're fierce. They're sassy
fun.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Fun, exciting. Just you just have to be exciting to watch.
You do. So I'm going to go home and work on that tonight just for my everyday use.
Yeah. Next week she's going to be like, ooh,
yeah,
Lindsay got
guys,
cut.
I don't know what happened. Oh, hey. So we've got to work
so
on that.
Sad.
See, you've got it down. You've already practiced.
Well, and then it was, okay, so they called Lindsay in and they cut her. But before that, they called Victoria in mm-hmm. and they talked to her again, mm-hmm. which Victoria has been in the office, I feel like,
every time.
Episode.
Every time.
I mean, now it's kind of like a The Boy Who Cried Wolf scenario. Mm-hmm. Like, she goes in, but now I'm even like, she's not going to get cut.
I don't know. Sometimes I get scared.
I mean, I'll be shocked if she gets cut, just because she, you know, she's
I
been
I hope
in
she doesn't
so
get cut. I really do hope. Because, like we both have said, we're big fans. But she's just charming. Like, you can tell every time she goes in, they don't want to cut her.
Right.
They're just like, Dan, you know what you did. And she's like, ah, you know. And they're like, she's so cute.
I know. For
so,
me.
Oh, she wasn't cut today.
Right. But that's what I was talking about between, like, she has so much personality versus Lindsay, who was just sat there and was like oh. Now, granted, that might
Sorry,
be.
Sorry, Lindsay, that was mean.
That might be. That might be because she has known them and has, like, a personal relationship with
yeah,
them
for
versus
sure.
Lindsay. I mean,
Victoria is the legacy. Yeah.
Was scared.
Right.
And isn't that familiar with them. Like, I might be the same in that situation.
Sure.
Whereas Victoria is very comfortable and you can
knows
see.
Knows them, grew up with them,
right.
her mother.
I just thought it was funny at the end when she was like, I'm sorry. She, like, collapsed something. I was like, she's just, like, she's so positive. She's crying, but she's always smiling even before every time she goes in the office.
She knows,
like,
how to work it.
Yeah. She's
she knows how to work
smiling,
it.
Smiling. And she's like, I just hope it's not my last time. She's just, like, a really positive, cute puppy dog.
Yeah.
That's how I think about her. And it's like, you can't let that go.
Don't do anything to our Victoria.
Don't take her away. She'll be fine.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Every episode, something different.
Yep. Well, now that we've covered pretty much the whole episode, do you have anything else to add? Last thoughts?
I am excited. I mean, this is just so much fun because this is a show that you can really get into and you're just, like, excited to see what happens next week and what are you going to learn? Like, we've learned everything from makeup tips, dance moves,
dude,
ways to protect our bodies, ways to eat better. Last episode, they talked about, like, diet. I have not eaten after 7 o'clock. Since that episode. And I hope you can see the results.
I can see them.
See?
Bat and bar. We have learned a lot, though.
I
appreciate that. Like, every episode, there's something a little bit educational for
yeah.
yourself to
there
be
is.
Healthy.
There is.
And whatnot. But we're going to go into our special segment now.
Oh,
ready?
We've
been
yes.
doing cheer history for the past 2 weeks, and we are staying on that train.
That is right. So everybody, if you've been watching our episode, you know that we love our cheer history. It is where we give you fun facts about the history of cheerleading. Last week we talked about presidents who were cheerleaders. And this week, did you know that there was actually a fraternity dedicated to cheerleaders?
You know what?
They say no.
I did.
She ruined my moment.
I'm just kidding. I only knew that because I researched cheer history last week.
You're just so smart, Joanna. Okay, so in 1903, the Gamma Sigma Fraternity was founded as the first for cheerleaders. So there you go, guys.
It was boys.
All boys. For
all boys.
A fraternity, yeah. And I don't think it exists any longer, though, because I looked them up and... They've disappeared.
Man.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. All boys. Now mostly girls.
It's
like,
okay,
can I say,
last Sunday, I was at the, Dallas Cowboys, but I was at the Saints football game in New Orleans, and they have their first, in a long time, male cheerleader.
Really?
Watched him cheer with the ladies. He did a fantastic job.
Did he dance and everything?
Oh, he did everything. He didn't have the pom-poms, which...
No?
Yeah, which is kind of...
I think he should have pom-poms.
He should have. And the people sitting in my row, we were all like, he needs to have his pom-poms, I think.
You should go... Wait, what game was this?
It's the Saints. It was the Saints. Okay. Yeah.
You should go to the next game and sit in the front and be like, give him pom-poms with a big sign.
That'll be my platform.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of the NFL...
No, I'm kidding.
Not a lot of the NFL, but I read an article that another team also...
Has a male cheerleader?
Has started incorporating male cheerleaders.
Okay. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
He did a fantastic
there's
job.
There's one team, I don't know if it's NFL or if it's college football, but one team is like 50-50.
Okay.
Which I think is really
cool.
And
then one team has no cheerleaders. Well, several, I think. Maybe two.
What do you mean, no cheerleaders?
No cheerleaders.
You can have a football team with no cheerleaders.
No, I think it's the Cleveland Browns have no clear cheerleaders. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Really? I'll have to look into
that.
Yeah,
they'll look into Don't kill me if I'm wrong on that. But there is a team with no cheerleaders. But moving on.
I've got some news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, AfterBuzzers, it seems like there's a lot of cool ways for you guys to get involved with DCC and the people on the show and the cheerleaders and the production team and everything. So today, Melissa Rycroft was live tweeting when the show was airing, which is really cool because if you're active on Twitter, it's really fun to tweet while the show is going on and then have the people on the show answer you back. It's so cool. It's like awesome. Talking to them. I've done it for other shows.
Yeah.
I didn't get to talk to her today, but it's just really cool. Like
that's
if your favorite actor tweets you back or likes your tweet.
You're going to be retweeting that.
Yeah.
Like, look,
it's like a direct line to talk to them. So cool. So
that's awesome. How do they get involved?
Well, that's on Twitter. Okay. So they're live tweeting. I don't know if it's going to be somebody else next week or if this is a one-time thing,
that's
but we'll try
cool.
to find out and let you guys know.
Hey.
Also, CMT started doing Throwback Thursdays. It's where they air a previous DCC episode, like a favorite episode right after this one, which is
You can
cool.
never get too much.
No, never enough. And then on Thursdays now, actually, the Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders Association is doing a segment called These Boots Are Made for Talking, which is a live... Basically, another live interactive way for you
Love
to talk
it.
To your the cheerleaders.
Very cool.
And it's live on Facebook and Periscope every Thursday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time.
Cool.
So that's
Good
really
stuff.
Cool. I might try to hop on that next week.
We all are. Awesome.
But if you're a fan, check them out. And you can talk to your favorite cheerleaders. That's so
Love
awesome.
It. Love it. Love it. Love it. That's very cool.
Yep. That's it for news. I think we can go into predictions.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions is so hard to predict on this one. You never know what's going to happen.
It is.
Okay, for predictions, I am, I'm thinking Victoria's Days. I am concerned about Melina, but that's not really a prediction. I don't have any solid predictions. I really get lost. I mean, I don't know where they're going to go with each episode. Yeah, I'm always surprised. What about you?
And you know that the other thing about that is there's a lot of episodes in this season.
Yeah.
So
we'll be here until 2020.
Right. Well, what do they show at the preview? They show, I wrote it down.
See.
Oh, team building.
Okay.
For next episode. So next episode next week is going to have some kind of team building segment.
Okay.
Which I think actually will be good for us to see because hopefully we haven't really got to see a lot of the girls' personalities. We've only been able to see them dance, their dance personalities.
Yeah.
But going back to the beginning, when Travis was there teaching them, he said a quote that I loved. And he said that basically they're auditioning as a person also to be a part of the team.
Yeah.
Which is really important because in the end, okay, you're going to have to spend so much time with all of these 36 girls that make the team. You want to make sure that they're nice people.
Yeah.
They're fun to be around. They're easygoing. And then everyone works together. So I think in this team building next episode, hopefully we'll get to see their personalities and kind of see
if there's any type of
if there's
clash,
any type of tension or you know,
because we haven't seen that, like, honestly, and I have been pleasantly surprised that it feels like the ladies all get along. They all support each other. You see every time a candidate comes out of the office with Judy and Kelly, Everyone rushes up to hug them and support them, and it really feels genuine. It could be a front, but it feels solid to me. So I would already say they look like a really great team. So I am looking forward to seeing next week how they improve upon that.
Yeah. And I think, too, I feel like it makes sense that they would have developed already some really genuine bonds between the girls because they're with each other practicing every night, probably like 4 or 5 days a week. And then the girls that don't live in Dallas that are just there for training camp, like, what do they do all day? Right, yeah. I'm sure that they've made friends with each other and they go explore or they go hang out or they practice together. Or like, they do something. So I'm sure that a lot of them are actually genuine friends.
Well, you saw when Lindsay got cut, some of the other cheerleaders, like, they held her hand, walked her to the elevator, you know, held her the entire time. So I think you're right. Strong bonds have probably already been built.
And if there is any tension or cattiness, well, you know what? I don't think that it's going to be shown because I feel like up to this date, I mean, I'm sure there is. Every reality TV show has them. But I think that DCC has done a pretty good job of keeping it very positive and, you know, building up the whole, like, women supporting each other because it's not the kind of reality show where you, like, really want to see them tear each other down because in the end they have to be on a team.
Right.
So you don't want them to be on a team and be like, oh, but in the audition she said this about her.
Right. No, that would kind of ruin it.
Yeah, so I don't think there's going to be anything like that.
Okay.
Which I'm happy about because I like everything to be nice and predictable and happy.
As long as they're bad dancers. I'm playing.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for me. Do you have anything else you want to
add?
No.
Great episode. Fun episode. We miss you, Imani, but me and Jelana are having a great time. So. Yes. And we missed you last week, too, so welcome back.
Oh, thank you. And I think next week you're going to be out.
So. I am. I not next week, the week after. Okay. I actually had my calendar messed up.
So next week we'll all be back here with you guys. But thanks for joining us again. My name is Jelana Dizon. You can find me on Instagram at Jelana.
I'm Stephan Chase. You can find me at Polka930 on the gram.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.